Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Courage to Teach: Exploring the Inner Landscape of a Teacher Life, is Parker J. Palmer's influential work of educational philosophy and reflective professional practice. First published in the late 1990s and later issued in anniversary editions, the book addresses teachers who entered the profession for reasons of vocation, relationship, and love of learning, yet often find themselves discouraged by institutional pressure, fear, isolation, or burnout. Palmer argues that teaching cannot be understood only as a set of methods, classroom techniques, or measurable outcomes. Good teaching arises from the identity and integrity of the teacher, from the capacity to be authentically present with students, subject matter, and colleagues. The book combines philosophical reflection, spiritual language, and practical implications for schools and professional communities. Its purpose is not to provide lesson plans, but to help educators examine the inner sources of their work so that teaching can become more honest, connected, and sustainable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, good teaching begins with identity and integrity rather than technique. A central claim of The Courage to Teach is that method alone cannot explain why some teaching feels alive and why other teaching feels disconnected. Palmer does not dismiss technique, subject knowledge, or professional training, but he places them inside a deeper question: who is the person doing the teaching? In his view, teachers bring their whole selves into the classroom, including their confidence, fear, habits of attention, moral commitments, and ways of relating to knowledge. This means that teaching problems are not always solved by adopting a new strategy. Sometimes they require the teacher to understand the self that stands before students. Identity refers to the sources of meaning that shape a teacher, while integrity refers to the ability to act in alignment with those sources. The argument is concrete, because it explains a common classroom experience. The same method can succeed or fail, depending on whether the teacher can inhabit it honestly. Palmer therefore shifts professional growth from performance improvement alone to self-knowledge, congruence, and authenticity in practice. Secondly, the inner landscape of teaching includes intellect, emotion, and spirit. Palmer describes teaching as work that draws on several dimensions of human life at once. The intellectual dimension involves mastery of subject matter, disciplined inquiry, and respect for truth. The emotional dimension includes the affection, frustration, anxiety, and hope that accompany relationships with students and colleagues. The spiritual dimension does not require a narrow religious interpretation. In the book, it points to questions of meaning, wholeness, vocation, and connection to something larger than personal ambition. Palmer argues that isolating any one of these dimensions distorts teaching. If teaching becomes only intellectual, it can become abstract and detached from human development. If it becomes only emotional, it may lose rigor or become centered on the teacher. If it becomes only spiritual, it may lose contact with concrete realities. The strength of this framework is that it names the complexity of classroom life without reducing it to psychology, pedagogy, or institutional policy alone. It gives teachers language for experiences that are often real but professionally unspoken. Thirdly, teachers create learning through connectedness among self, students, and subject. One of the most distinctive ideas in the book is that good teachers have a capacity for connectedness. But Palmer presents teaching as the weaving of relationships among the teacher, the learners, and the subject being studied. This differs from a model in which knowledge is treated as material transferred from expert to novice. For Palmer, the subject itself should become a living center of attention that invites teacher and students into shared inquiry. The teacher is not merely a performer at the front of the room, and students are not passive recipients. Learning happens when the classroom becomes a space where people can form meaningful relations to ideas, to one another, and to their own developing understanding. This claim has practical implications, even though the book is not a manual. It encourages teachers to design interactions that make room for dialogue, curiosity, and intellectual community. It also explains why disconnected teaching can feel ineffective. Even when information is accurate, the human and conceptual relationships needed for learning have not been formed. Fourthly, fear and isolation weaken teachers. While trustworthy communities sustain them, Palmer gives significant attention to the fear that operates in educational life. Teachers may fear failure, judgment, loss of authority, student resistance, administrative demands, or exposure of their own uncertainty. These fears often push educators toward defensive habits hiding behind technique, avoiding honest conversation, hardening themselves emotionally, or working in isolation. The book argues that isolation is especially damaging because teachers are often expected to manage deeply human work without spaces where they can speak openly about the inner challenges of that work. Palmer therefore emphasizes community, not as casual collegiality, but as a disciplined form of trust in which teachers can reflect together without being reduced to evaluation or competition. Such communities make it possible to examine practice honestly, renew commitment, and resist the culture of fear that can shape schools. This idea has influenced reflective practice groups and courage and renewal programs. Its practical force lies in showing that teacher renewal is not only an individual responsibility, it depends on relational conditions that allow truthfulness and support. Lastly, courageous teaching requires openness to paradox, surprise, and uncertainty. The book resists the idea that teaching can be made fully predictable. Palmer portrays education as an encounter with living people, contested knowledge, and situations that often exceed control. This is why courage matters. The teacher must remain present when outcomes are uncertain, when students respond unexpectedly, or when the subject raises difficult questions. Palmer uses images such as soft eyes to suggest a way of meeting surprise without immediate defensiveness. Instead of narrowing attention and reacting from fear, the teacher can widen perception, take in more of the situation, and respond with greater authenticity. This does not mean abandoning structure or standards. Rather, it means recognizing that rigid control can prevent genuine learning. The concept of paradox is also important. Teachers must hold authority and humility, solitude and community, intellect and emotion, discipline and openness. The limitation is that this approach may feel less immediately actionable than classroom management advice. Its value lies in helping educators interpret uncertainty as part of the work rather than as proof of failure. In conclusion, The Courage to Teach is best suited for teachers, professors, school leaders, teacher educators, and reflective practitioners who want to examine the human sources of their work rather than only improve external technique. It will be especially valuable for educators who feel a gap between their original sense of vocation and the realities of institutional life. The book offers practical benefits indirectly. It strengthens self-awareness, clarifies the role of trust in professional communities, and gives language for fear, burnout, disconnection, and renewal. Intellectually, it challenges narrow models of teaching that treat education as information delivery, performance management, or standardized procedure. Compared with many books in education, its distinguishing feature is its sustained focus on the inner life of the teacher as a legitimate professional concern. It is more philosophical and contemplative than strategy guides, and more personal than policy analysis. Readers seeking quick classroom techniques may find it insufficient by itself, but those looking for a deeper account of why teaching matters and why it can wound or renew the teacher will find it unusually durable. Its lasting influence comes from joining pedagogy, vocation, community, and self-knowledge in a single framework. If you would like to support Parker J. Palmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.